This episode of Breakthrough Success is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Cabrera, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcast. And I know a lot of people, they got the job, they got the side hustle, they're trying to figure out how do I check all these different boxes that I need to check. So we have a really awesome guest who, she juggled her full-time job at a digital advertising tech startup. And through that juggling, through side hustles and stuff like that, she was able to build her first online business to six figures in just 4 months before she turned in her notice and went full-time on her work. She is the creator of the Employee to Entrepreneur System, which teaches people how to do just that, like what she did, leave her day job and start your own six-figure business. She's helped thousands of students launch businesses that generate anywhere from 30 grand to 100K within a year. And her work has been featured in a ton of awesome places like Forbes, Success Magazine, and many others, including a lot of the online publications as well. So we have a really awesome guest, none other than Luisa Joe. Luisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me and for that epic intro.
Luisa, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. I definitely had to make up for like 2 minutes of chewing that I did post-interview because I had to grab a quick snack, but it's so awesome to have you here. I feel like your whole story of being able to make the six figures while at your job and being able to go full-time, I feel like that's what something so many people want to do. So can you talk a little bit about how you found the time, but also use it productively? Because you have people who, they are doing the side hustle, but they're not making like six figures in 4 months or doing something like that so quickly.
Yeah. So I want to preface it by sharing, it was a lot of work for sure. When I share that, sometimes I think people think I must have, I don't know, had some magic secret or done something differently, but it was a few things. So like you mentioned, at the time I was working at a digital advertising startup and I realized I could take my skills. This was about 5 to 6 years ago when Facebook ads were new. So I realized there was a lot of demand for someone who did that at her job to help small business owners. And so I focused in a few ways. First, I chose the right business model. And that was really important because I didn't start out selling lower priced courses. I focused completely on selling higher end coaching and consulting packages so that I could just get a handful of clients and work with them. I didn't have to create a product right away. I just had my skills. I would hop on a call, talk with them, answer their emails in between. And that allowed me to not only get started right away, but also to charge a higher price because they were getting that personalized attention. And so that allowed me to work with just a handful of clients to be able to get a really great income. Then the other thing is what I focused my time on. So I actually didn't have a website set up until after I'd made, I think, over $20,000 in sales already. So I didn't focus on a lot of time wasters like setting up a beautiful website, setting up emails and all of that. There's a time and place for that, sure. But the beauty also of working with coaching and consulting clients first is that you can directly go to them. It's easy to pick up the phone, give them some tips, let them know how good you are at what you do, and then have that naturally lead into a conversation of, hey, if you want to work with me further, let's talk about how we can do that.
And I love that model because I could definitely see how you made six figures in such a short amount of time. It is a lot of work because you have to find people, have to do calls. It's not like you find 100 people, you get 10 of them to buy, you get them to buy a 10 grand package. There's a lot of work that goes into that, even if it is a 10 grand package. I don't know what you charge, but yeah, it is interesting you did that because if you're selling books, you definitely need to sell a lot more copies of books to hit those same income goals.
A lot more. And yeah, so at the time I sold packages ranging from $1,500 to $5,000. And you're right, it took a lot of time. I wasn't just like emailing someone and they were like, oh yes, let me hire you right away. My first client, in fact, I basically gave her lots. I had a free call with her. I answered her emails back and forth for over 2 weeks before she said, hey, I love what you've given me for free. I'd love to talk about how I can work with you.
That's good. That's why you get free stuff. That's why you write the books, because it's like, you know, You make $2 from selling the book. Why do I even want to offer? Why do I even want to write this thing? But it gets you on stages. It sets you up for potential clients if you write it correctly. So you want to really think about what should you be funneling people to make the most money. And in Luis's case, it's the coaching, it's the consulting. Honestly, it's the case with a lot of people who are in that six-figure range. But how are you finding people, like getting people to be interested in you? Like, were you using LinkedIn or Facebook or just like word of mouth?
Yeah. So the thing with my job was, even though I was doing that, I didn't, like, none of my coworkers had businesses, so they weren't interested in hiring me, unfortunately. And so what I did was I thought about, okay, where are small business owners at? And I realized, and this was, I was just playing with it and trying to figure it out on my own. And I realized, oh, they're in Facebook groups. And this was, again, a few years ago. Facebook groups were brand new, fresh. Business owners were loving them. And I saw, oh, people were asking about how to run Facebook ads. And so I naturally just reached out to those people. I didn't try and do anything fancy. I was very upfront. Look, I'm thinking about starting a new business. I do this at my job. So the business is new, but the skills are not. And right now I'd love to just start doing some market research. So I'm not even trying to sell you anything. If you answer some questions, I'll give you 30 minutes of free coaching. And that's my first client I was mentioning earlier. I gave her that free coaching back and forth for 2 weeks. And then she asked me. And that person ended up being my first client. And once I realized, oh, this is where my people are, this is what actually worked, let me try doing this a whole bunch more. And that's actually how I also got my next few clients.
So for those Facebook groups, you start by providing value. Then is it through Messenger where you give them the link to schedule a call? Like, how did they transition from
free? It was very natural. I literally was just like, let me see if I can even help people first, right? So I wasn't trying to do any like of the, oh, hey, come and schedule a call with me thing, not even. And so I would see people asking questions. I would answer it on the post. And then I would say, hey, like, depending on the situation, but if someone had a really in-depth question, I would say, hey, look, here are my brief tips. I'm going to message you with more information. So make sure you check your message inbox. And that would just start a conversation. And I would just see where that would lead. Because sometimes, yeah, people just want a little bit of free information. They're not going to be interested in hiring you. But the people who asked me really thoughtful questions and showed that they were interested, that led into some back and forth and eventually called to talk about working together.
And just to make sure we're clear on this, I feel like you've said it, but I want to emphasize this to listeners. This whole method, 6 figures, 4 months, was just with Facebook groups and calls, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't say that there's all there is to it, because it was so much work, right? Now, here's what happened. So I did that. I got a good number of clients. I want to say I got close to like about maybe like halfway there. And so I did that in different ways, but the same process essentially. Facebook groups, I even offered upfront like posts where I would say, hey, I'm doing these free sessions for 30 minutes an hour where I'm going to talk to you about whatever thing I'm going to help you with. And then if you're interested, I will share more about how I can work with you. So just doing that same offering free leading into talking about working together in different ways. And then what happened is after that point, I was helping people get some results. People in those communities were like, oh, I've seen Luisa around. Mm-hmm. So I created my own Facebook community and started driving people there. And through that, again, same thing, but just in different ways. I was doing like mini challenges. I was giving lots of free content. I was inviting people to say, hey, you've seen all my free content. If you're interested, let's schedule a call and talk about it. So basically lots of variations of the same process to lead into those sales.
Wow, that's fascinating. A lot of it through Facebook groups, interacting with people. Now, one thing people may think is when they hear this, like, oh, look at Luisa. She got 6 figures in 4 months and she just reaches out to people and they become clients. Because I'm a coach, so like I help people with their podcasts. So I get turning someone into a client. So can you talk about like how long it takes? Because it's not like Luisa provides a free value. Person says, let's schedule a strategy call. You schedule a strategy call that exact second. They pay you at that exact second. There's a lot. So like, how did the timing on that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So it's definitely not smooth and easy like that. So So I shared earlier how my first client, I mean, even before the 2 weeks of back and forth, I found her, I messaged her. There was a little bit of back and forth with the scheduling, so maybe another week's time. And she said yes right on the spot, which actually is didn't happen for my next few clients, right? That's my great, next yeah. few, I had to do a, okay, let's do a follow-up call a week later. Maybe they needed a little bit more time to get to know me or just think about it. And so it's very much not a smooth and perfect process.
Coming up on this episode of Breakthrough Success, we are going to talk about a key truth regarding getting more clients for your business. Before we do that, we had the Jobber Minute. And Jobber doesn't usually do this, but they did want me to call out their biggest competitor, Pen and Paper. And it gets lost when you need it, it never answers your phone calls, and it couldn't be bothered with reminding your customers about upcoming appointments. And yet still, so many business owners are going the old school route with this classic but dated duo. Don't get us wrong, pen and paper are a perfect pair for things like writing your better half a half-written love note, or in my case, a much-needed grocery list. But when it comes to your business operations, technology like Jobber's business software can truly save you time, money, and unnecessary hassles. Jobber manages all the things you need to deal with on the day-to-day, like invoicing, reporting, timesheets, scheduling, and more. But it eliminates the stacks of paperwork by placing everything on one easy platform you can access from virtually anywhere. Now, you, your employees, and your customers can access everything you need in just a few simple clicks, ensuring everyone is on the same page and no detail goes unnoticed. Stop chasing paper and start collecting money. Try Jobber today by signing up for their free 2-week trial over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough. All right, let's jump right back into the episode.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a, like, it can take weeks to get someone.
Weeks, months, sometimes even years, right? It's just people are ready to hire you when they're ready. It's not about, unfortunately, when you're ready to work with
yeah.
them.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Because I've had a lot of people say, like, you know, it's really good what you do with the podcast. I really want to start a podcast. I'm just not ready at this stage because, you know, podcasting, it does take some work on your part. You got to figure out what to do. That's a little bit of what I do, but you do have to figure things out. You have to make sure you're fully ready to make a big time commitment to something like that. So like me, for instance, I reached out to someone about Pinterest and I'm not ready yet, but I may become that person's client later, but just not at this stage.
Exactly. And you just wanted to gather the details now so that when you're ready, you know.
Yeah. And, I know, like, the whole 6 months thing. I know that's going to be, like, a big soundbite that people get. Can you talk about time spent, like, in groups? Like, was it an hour a day, 2 hours a day? Because it's not yeah. – I can't see you doing this with, like, 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day.
No. Okay. So a couple of things I want to say, because you're right. It's a great soundbite, but it kind of feels like, oh, my gosh, that was magical or an overnight success.
Right.
I also want to caveat, before this took off, I spent, like, 2 years making a whole bunch of mistakes. Like, I tested different business ideas. I tested doing Microsoft Excel coaching, career coaching, and I tested, like, building an email list, just, like, basically a lot of failures. So I want to preface it with that as well. And then once things started taking off, it also snowballed. So in the beginning, when I wasn't confident this was going to work out, and I was kind of like, what's the point? Maybe my time's better spent just relaxing anyways. I would maybe start out with like 30 minutes or an hour a day in Facebook groups, just answering a few questions, like dipping my toes in the water. But what happened as I started getting interest, and after I got my first client, I realized, whoa, this is possible. This is happening. I got more serious about it. And I would say, again, it was very gradual. It wasn't like one day I sat down and was like, look, I'm going to dedicate all my free time to this, weekends, coming home from work, all of that. It doesn't happen like that. As I started getting more momentum, as I naturally started getting more people asking me questions, it started taking up more time. And it became more interesting for me to do. I would look forward to going online and connecting with people. And so bit by bit, it got to the point where, yeah, it was so time consuming. I, for a good few months, like, didn't talk to any, like, didn't go out, didn't have a social life. On the weekends, I was sitting in front of my computer, maybe chatting with clients, doing things like that. During when I came back from work with the hour or two that I had before I really had to go to sleep, I would be doing the same thing. And I was really just obsessed with my business with all my free time.
Yeah, that's a theme I see in a lot of people. They put a ton of their free time into it. They sacrifice their social life for it. I know for me, partying was not my thing in college. One of the things I like from Grant Cardone is he says, pay the price now to pay any price later. Oh,
yes, I love that. It's so true.
Yeah, I mean, you're an example of that. I mean, 4 months of... Now we say six figures because, you know, that's a better podcast title. That's a better thing you lead with. But
right.
4 months of like no weekends. And, you know, for some people, this is years. No weekend, like partying or like only hanging out with a few friends, not being doing all these different things. But then, you know, when you have the six figures, people are like, oh, wow, how'd you do that? And then they don't want to give up their like weekend travel and stuff like that. So. Very great point you're bringing up right now.
Thank you. And I mean, yeah, I love what you said as well. It's just about what price are we willing to pay? You know, some people, if you're fine taking it a little bit longer and having a better balance, great. If you have more family things or commitments, okay, totally fine, right? It's about the timeline is, we're talking about specifics here, but each person can have their own customized journey.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely believe that because you see how someone became successful. You think you got to follow that thing to like A to Z, but you just keep figuring out yourself and you find something that works for you. So I definitely love that. I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the habits you believe that made you successful. I know participating in the groups was pretty big, but I wonder if you could share anything else that you did.
Yes. Okay. So I love this question because a really big one is I had to basically train myself to love rejection. And that was one of the hardest things to do, like love rejection, love failures. And it took a really long time because there was a period where, because I was new, because I didn't have any brand recognition online, I was charging, like I mentioned earlier, $5,000. It came out to be basically my hourly salaried rate. And so it felt very fair to me. But because it's still a good chunk of money and nobody knew me, I had basically 30 or 40 people in a row saying, no, that's too expensive. And it didn't help that, like, it is what it is, where I'm Asian, so I look young. People would come on to calls and be like, you look like you're 5 years old. How could I possibly hire you? How could you possibly have experience? And so, like, any, like, sort of thing you can imagine, I heard it. And so, I mean, it was really depressing. But I got to this point where I read something that Sarah Blakely, the founder of Sphinx, shared. And it was mind-changing for me, where she said, growing up at the dinner table, my dad would ask us every night, what did you fail at today? And that taught me that failure is good. It's growth. And I was like, whoa, I cheered that at the dinner table, my dad would have been like, what'd you do wrong, right? So just completely different mindset. And once I realized that, I mean, it didn't instantly become easier. It's still hard to hear or know or when someone's mean to you, right? And who loves that? But it became about, okay, what can I learn from this and grow from this? If I'm getting a no, hey, that's still better than no response.
Yeah. I mean, you do learn from your failures. And I'm that age, you know what I mean? I started at 11, so I've definitely had my fair share of that also. Actually, one thing that I will be doing, I did recently get a TEDx. So coming January, the TEDx is Breaking Through the Age Barrier. So if you are listening to this,
awesome.
You know someone who's young, like a teen, or you are a teen listening to this right now, that talk's going to be for you. So just something to keep in mind if you've or listen to Luis and you're like, that's me, or like, that's someone I know, because I am all about age is not a limit to success. So I just wanted to bring that plug in because I feel like it can help people. Speaking of plugs, you have been really awesome on this show, and I feel like a lot of people should follow you and learn more about your work. So where are some places we can do that?
Oh, thanks so much for asking. So I'm really active on, for example, my Instagram, Luisa, it's just luisa.joe. So my first dot last name. I do regular live streams on my Facebook page, Luisa Joe Live. So basically all variations of my name, super easy to remember. And I do also have a great PDF for your audience. Would you be okay if I shared that?
Oh yeah, definitely. We'll link to it.
Okay, awesome. So it's a really great PDF I put together sharing my what I call escape velocity plan. And just really quickly, this is just a throwback to my days when I was an engineer for the space station. And the escape velocity is the speed that you want to be at to break free of the gravity of Earth. And so I had a fun play with it in thinking about what do you need to do to build momentum to break free of the gravity of your job. So it's my six-figure escape velocity plan PDF. And it also includes three of the top mistakes you absolutely need to make sure you don't make to succeed. And it's at a really simple URL. It's my name, Luisaz as in zebra, hou.com/gift.
So we will definitely include all those. And remember, Luisa Joe, Z-H-O-U. It's not J-O-E, it's Z-H-O-U. So definitely for all the people listening to that, just important, like make sure you get that right. Link will be in the show notes. Another thing to get right, Mark Guberti. .com/strategy, Mark with a C, because too many people do it with a K. That's the link you could use to schedule a free call with me, see if you want to launch, grow, monetize your podcast, or just make money with your content in general. So we'll throw that in there as well. But Luisa, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success and sharing all your great insights. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Oh my gosh, thanks so much for having me here.
Once again, thank you, Luisa, for being an excellent guest on Breakthrough Success. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. I mean, it means a lot to me that you listen to these episodes. And just so you know that the next episode coming out is going to be a really good one just like this. We're going to talk about how to build your own tribe of millionaires. So definitely make sure you stay tuned for that episode. Also, in between, I greatly appreciate if you could leave a review. Those reviews really mean a lot to me and allow me to see how I can improve on Breakthrough Success. Anyway, that's all for this episode. Signing off, dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today. This episode of Breakthrough Success was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough.